You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do last night? Anything fun?
You know, Dom.
What?
I don't know. I'm still new guy in the neighborhood, so I'm kind of tiptoeing around my neighbors and trying to be Mr. Nice Guy and happy. Everything's great. Love to be here. But I'm getting a shed installed in a couple of weeks, and the part of the yard that I'm putting the shed in, my neighbor's tree comes up and over the fence and like right into where the shed is going to be sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to whack those tree limbs, and it's a nice tree, beautiful tree. Looks like it's been there for a long time, but I had the job yesterday of, you know, peeking my head over the fence at my back door neighbor and be like, hey, how are you guys? You holding up? Everything good? You need anything? By the way, I'm going to be lopping your tree in half.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd that go over?
Actually, better than I thought it would. You know, because I was kind of building myself up for the past week to go talk to these people because I was kind of getting prepared for what if they said no? What do you do in that case? You know, no. Now, I know legally the tree's over my property. I can do whatever I want with it. I could lop it. But it's just a kind gesture to go say, hey, I see this is a nice thing in your yard, but I'm going to kind of ruin it a little bit for you guys. But they were pretty darn cool about it. They're like, yeah, that's probably fine. Okay.
I have a question. I have a scientific question.
What's that?
How does it affect the tree's health for you to lop off that many branches?
I don't know.
I mean, do you have to do something to seal it up so that, you know, it doesn't bleed to death or something?
I've heard different things. I've heard that you put a little paint on the end of it or something, or you just let nature take its course. I mean, because really, what's the difference if you get a heavy snowstorm in the fall or something, or in the spring, and it snaps limbs? I mean, the tree survives. It grows back.
Yeah, but that's like one branch at a time or a couple or something like that. I'm wondering if you like inflict massive trauma on this poor living creature.
I talked to a tree guy, and the other situation that could arise from this is the tree senses that it's been hurt. Mm-hmm. So it sends all its good vibe tree juices to that part of the tree, all the sap and the nutrients, and you could have an explosion from that cut of fingerlings. Like, it starts growing like crazy from that spot to try to repair itself. So it could eventually backfire. I mean, now it could take years, of course. But that one or two limbs I lopped off could turn into 40. You know, so then I've got to constantly be back there maintaining it. So that's why I also poured gasoline on the tree. No, I'm joking.
He's kidding.
I'm kidding.
He's kidding.
I'm joking.
Did you get HOA approval for your shed?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I think we talked about that. It was a massive process. I had to have an aerial photo.
You had to do the aerial, but you never told me what they came back and said.
They said yes, and the president of the HOA and one of her little minions came with her. They actually came to the house and toured the backyard and took measurements. And
really?
Looked around.
I didn't
with
hear
their
this
hands
update.
On their hips. Yeah, they actually had to come and inspect the spot where it was going to sit, and they signed off on it. So I schmoozed them a little bit, got them some cocktails.
Did you slip them a couple?
I handed them each a puppy when they walked in.
I mean, I don't know why. You know, there's graft in all sorts of, you know, like various city councils and stuff like that. Why wouldn't there be graft?
There's graft.
You know, in an HOA, you know, you slip them like $50 or whatever.
I had
the
children perform a little musical number for them.
Well,
I wouldn't do
that.
Oh, they really loved it. There was puppets and everything.
Makes
it was
them run.
Really a nice little performance.
I wonder if we've had any listeners who have bribed an HOA official.
Why not, really?
Huh, I never thought about that angle of it.
Hmm.
That has to have happened.
Here's a little something for you.
And really, I mean, why would we think that has not happened?
You just hand them an envelope as they walk in. How you doing?
Good we know human nature. No, you know that
shed's
handshake.
Shed's going to look good there.
Even though we're not supposed to shake hands anymore. But that handshake where you have like a $100 bill folded up in the palm of your hand.
That's
and
a
you just
smooth handshake. You slide it in there. Give them a wink. And
next thing you know,
don't worry. The colors will match the house. Don't worry.
Do you have to put a roof on your shed that matches the roof on your home?
That was a whole other rigmarole, Dom, because I had put down the wrong color in the submission to the HOA, and they pointed that out. So we had to track down this roof, and it's some fandangled 50, 60-year roof that I have on the house. And so that upped the shed cost by like $700, too, because I got to put this thick arse shingles on it. Anyway, but it's approved. The tree's coming down today, and all is going to be well in the world. So,
Well, hopefully they're not too mad at me. The hornets will have a nice place to put a nest here before long.
Jeez.
Right? They love sheds.
They do, up under the eave there.
Good luck.
Thanks.